1212 New York City. How you feeling out there, Brooklyn?
We're in Brooklyn, East Williamsburg to be specific. Hundreds of 20 and 30 somethings file into a steel manufacturing factory turned into an 1800 capacity venue called Brooklyn Steel. Who's on the bill tonight? Bad, bad, not good.
There's a lot of really good jazz fusion and jazz infused rock bands out right now. Bad, bad, not good is of course one of them.
They're like a fresh take and a modern take on jazz, but then it also has influences into hip hop.
Over the years, they've evolved so much, and they're both, I think, reflective of the scene that they're part of, but also forward looking. And what more can you want in jazz and instrumental music in general?
Dedicated and new fans alike.
Yeah, this is probably my third or fourth time seeing them now.
This is my first show seeing them. I'm really excited.
And some travel as far as Orlando and San Francisco.
I came just for the show. I didn't find any tickets in California.
I'm Christian McBride, and this is Jazz Night in America. Bad, Bad, Not Good started catching ears and eyes more than a decade ago when the Toronto musicians posted a now viral video online. Since then, they've become the most sought-after collaborators with everyone from Ghostface Killer of the rap group Wu-Tang Clan.
Yo, cleanse me, clean me of my sour soul and vicious. My mind races from
to backing R&B vocalist Frank Ocean at Coachella, to providing the unofficial soundtrack to a popular TikTok trend in 2021. But we caught up with them on the wake of the tour for their sixth album, Talk Memory, an all-instrumental project.
If you're coming to our band now, we're just music fans, you know, playing improvised settings, music, and writing compositions, and just trying to carry something that feels good inside.
That's Alex Sawinski, drummer for Bad, Bad, Not Good.
We're still students. We got a lot to learn, and there's still so many incredible elders and geniuses around that I think we just still want to, like, kind of pay our respects and open our ears to everything, because that makes life exciting and fun, and that's, I think, really important as we've grown and learned about life and music, playing instruments, craft, the whole works.
Let's get it going, New York.
This hour, we'll get to hear a band that lives in the gray, dances around genre lines, and rocks out into the void. Let's go there live on stage at Brooklyn Steel. Here's Bad, Bad, Not Good with Love Proceeding. We'll be right back. That was Bad, Bad, Not Good with Love Proceeding. That's Leland Whitty, tenor saxophone and guitar, Chester Hansen, bass, and Alex Sawinski, drums, with support from Felix Fox Pappas on keys. Bad, Bad, Not Good first met as undergrad jazz studies majors at Humber College in Toronto. They were just a couple of guys who revered jazz greats like Miles Davis and underground rap legends like MF Doom. The group formed in 2011 to work on a school assignment, but ended up playing hip-hop covers instead of the required curriculum. Javon Anderson is a young journalist who's followed the band's trajectory since the jump. He says the role of the internet is what catapulted the band's rise outside of the local arena.
That space where Bad, Bad, Not Good exists, it's like at the perfect time where we have this new blossoming thing that's become more and more relevant within our society and the way we connect with musicians and their art. And they leveraged that in a way that made them have one of the most interesting careers for a jazz group I've seen in a very long time.
The guys were still in college when they produced and uploaded a jazz tribute to the LA hip-hop collective Odd Future. They didn't think much of it at the time. It was just a piece of music composed for fun. But it caught the attention of rapper Tyler, the Creator, himself a member of Odd Future. The superstar enthusiastically tweeted a link to the session. This shout-out caused the video to go viral within 24 hours. The band's follow-up video was even more popular, with 2 million views on YouTube. It's a cover of Mystic Brew, released in 1972 by Blue Note artist Ronnie Foster. Well, sorta. It's also a reference to A Tribe Called Quest, who sampled Foster to make their famous track, Electric Relaxation. Javon says when Bad Bad Not Good takes on this kind of material, they're deliberately putting one foot in the jazz past while leaning forward into the hip-hop present.
They were using their jazz vocabulary to express the things that they find passionate about and also develop themselves in an interesting way. And that, I feel, is the very ethos of jazz, like taking things in and then expressing them out.
Bad Bad Not Good are hardly the first musicians to take on merging hip-hop and jazz. Artists like Robert Glasper and Terrace Martin, both producers and acclaimed instrumentalists, paved the way for artists like Bad Bad Not Good. But there's something to be said about the Canadian band's commitment to rap covers. They've made a career in showcasing how jazz and hip-hop can intertwine and enhance one another. Take this J Dilla and Slum Village track, Fall in Love. Now, here's the Bad Bad Not Good version. If you never heard the Dilla song before, you'd think this was just a modern day jazz tune. The guy seamlessly retained the harmonic motifs of the original song with a punchy yet discreet drum groove, rounded bass line, and skittering keyboard solos. The group put unique jazz spins on countless other famous rap hits by everyone from Nas to Gangsta to Gucci Mane to Waka Flocka Flame. Ask a young millennial or Gen Z around you to confirm just how cool those names are. And as the cross-pollination continues, rap mogul Snoop Dogg remixed and added lyrics to one of Bad Bad Not Good songs.
Resident Evil. It's all on camera and they still don't believe.
Let's listen to that original piece now from our concert live at Brooklyn Steel. This is Lavender. We'll be right back. Bad Bad Not Good with Lavender, recorded live at Brooklyn Steel. When Jazz Night in America returns, Bad Bad Not Good rediscovers their jazz voice. I'm Christian McBride. Welcome back. I'm Christian McBride, and this is Jazz Night in America. This hour, we're hanging with Bad Bad Not Good, who we like to call here at the show, Canada's Bad Boys of Jazz. This is a track from 1973 by the late pianist Larry Willis, Inner Crisis. It was resurrected two decades later by the rap group Gravediggers. This is more of an underground rap track. But then, in 2021, the Larry Willis sample entered the zeitgeist again, thanks to rap superstar Tyler, the Creator.
Rolls Royce, pull up, black boy, hop out. Shout out to my mother and my father.
Bad Bad Not Good drummer Alex Sawinski says that's when his ears perked up.
When I heard this Tyler song, I was like, oh, this beat is like super hard, super cool. I wasn't sure if he made it or whatever. And then, found it through Gravediggers and then went back to the Larry Willis album, and it's very, very good. I was like, oh, and then I was like, this is a dope tune. We should jam it. So we put in the set.
Live on stage at Brooklyn Steel, here's Bad Bad Not Good with Inner Crisis.
Thank you.
That was City of Mirrors. Before that, Larry Willis's Inner Crisis. Bad Bad Not Good is Leland Whitty, tenor saxophone, Chester Hansen on bass, and Alexander Sawinski on drums, with support from Felix Fox Pappas on keys. When Jazz Night in America returns, Bad Bad Not Good addresses the jazz police. I'm Christian McBride. This is Jazz Night in America, and we're listening back to the Toronto band Bad Bad Not Good live in Brooklyn with music from their 2022 recording, Talk Memory. It was a bit of a departure from the band, mostly known for their collaborations with rappers, singers, and beatmakers. This project was all instrumental.
It's really hard to put them in a box, and what's really interesting about Bad Bad Not Good is just how they show how fluid genres really are.
Canadian music journalist Javon Anderson.
Within this performance, we see a Bad Bad Not Good that's still very, like, jam-focused, but, like, expands the emotional range. It's a very emotive experience. There's, like, a sonic narrative, and that really pushes together the cohesion. And even with all of that, they're still improving their improvisational abilities as well.
When the band hit the stage in Brooklyn, not only did they overtly reference jazz recordings like Inner Crisis, which we heard earlier, but they also gave a taste of the jazz standard Nardis. And when bassist Chester Hansen played this unaccompanied solo, it's hard not to think about the electric bass virtuoso Jaco Pastorius. Earlier in their career, the band faced criticism from the so-called jazz police. You know, they weren't jazz enough.
Are these guys authentic? Are they not? But their love of music in general transcends all of those barriers.
Javon Anderson says that haters are nothing new across all developments in art.
If you're going to push the envelope in any way, shape, or form, you're going to anger people. Or not anger people, but like people are not going to necessarily get it the first time around. And that's honestly okay. It's just looking towards the future. In terms of what jazz is, even defining it is a very dubious claim you can even make within itself. What is jazz? Like, do you like the straight ahead jazz? Do you like jazz fusion? There's so many different ways that you can really describe jazz in the first place. So if you're asking the question like, hey, are these guys jazz enough? I feel like it kind of misses the point of it. If you're asking those type of questions, you already have your preconceived notions already.
I feel like music is just so interconnected.
Bad Bad Not Good bassist Chester Hansen.
Like it was when we started, and now it's like almost even more so. Just like labels in general, kind of a weird thing, but I feel like we're just happy to be playing music and like growing together.
After not playing shows for a while and coming back and having like a record or being all instrumental.
Drummer Alex Sawinski.
I think we had a lot of time to just kind of grow as people and, you know, realize that as we grow older, all the things that we might have been insecure about growing up, coming from jazz school, and just realizing that what's always made music special to us is just the feeling and the energy and all the intersections that we get to live in because we're born in 91 and not in 51 type thing. I feel really proud to say that that feels really good right now. A lot of great, beautiful chaos and love, yes, and peace.
The band welcomed harpist Brandi Younger for this next song, Talk Meaning, an epic way to close things out. We'll be right back.
Keys, we got Felix Fock. On sax and guitar, that's Sean B. Lee. On bass guitar, that's Chuck Hand. Right here, right now, we got the fabulous Randy Younger. Make some noise, New York.
You can watch a video from this concert on our YouTube channel. You won't want to miss the trippy visuals by projectionist Sylvain Chausset, who filmed, edited, and switched his analog film reels during the band's performance. Jazz Night in America is a production of WBGO Studios, NPR Music, and Jazz in Lincoln Center. This week's episode was written and produced by Alex Arif and Sarah Giletti. The concert was recorded and mixed by Josh Rogerson, with additional mixing by Josh Newell. Episode mixed by Ron Scalzo. Consulting editor, Katie Simon. Our team includes Trevor Smith and Saraya Muhammad, our project manager. Keith Jenkins is the Vice President of Visuals and Strategy at NPR Music. Executive producers are Gabrielle Armand and Anya Grunman. I'm Christian McBride.